With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to it. It's the first ever celeb interview of 2021. We are joined by the beautiful, the talented Buntle Jade Lee Moloi.
Thank you. Thank you. So many people get it wrong.
Saul is also here. So this is history in the making.
Hello, Saul.
Hey, Buntle.
You're the ghost lady today.
Yeah. I'm the ghost,
ghost guy.
It's the first episode I'm doing with Saul. Like,
oh,
interview.
Nice.
He doesn't
Thank
listen, you.
You
see. I need to be here.
Why? Why specifically this one?
Eh?
Why this one? Why this time?
No, because he doesn't listen. You know, a lot of things just
fly over my head.
Fly over his head. So I'm here with his ears on the ground.
And I could have chosen a better guest to start with, because, like, you don't have any scandals. Like, you're very clean.
Yeah, I'm pretty clean.
You know, we got to start the year easily,
nice.
You know? Ease me nicely, you know? You're not talking about anal and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Have you done it, though? You have, no? That's a yes. She's done it. It's pretty ugly.
You went there.
First question, let's go.
He's an asshole.
Let's go.
How are you doing though, man? How's 2021 treating you?
Great, great. Easing into it. I started off on holiday with the family. Mm-hmm. Went to Mpumalanga. It was so gorgeous out there.
Is it?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful.
Which side did you go?
So, Hoedspruit.
Oh. Here
we go.
Is that the one where you can do like activities, river rafting and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we were, I mean, it's there by God's Window.
Yeah.
And Lisbon Falls and a couple of other places. But it was gorgeous. It was so gorgeous.
But I was in 2020. Because you were busy, man.
I was. 2020 was really challenging for me. There was a lot going on. Obviously, first time mom, first time wife. But also my first time being away from everybody. So I was working predominantly in Cape Town, shooting a production out there.
Can you tell us, or it's still not out there?
Well, yeah, it's called Jaiva. So it's out there. It has been announced. So it's a production called Jaiva. It's a dance series that's going to be on Netflix. And so I'm one of the head choreographers on the project.
Dun, dun.
Thank you very much.
That
Thank
is
you.
Dope. And then you had to go in and around like Joburg, Cape Town.
Yeah. Well, look, it was Joburg and then had to do Durban, then had to do Cape Town. So I was really in between the different cities, but ish, man, we managed.
Isn't that hard? Because like you just became a mother and you want to be with your kid, you know?
Of course, of course. I mean, the anxiety was tough. Separation anxiety more than anything.
Yeah.
A lot of guilt because it's like, I didn't think I would ever be the type of mom that would be away from her kid in the first year.
Yeah, and the first year is important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but I caught all her milestones. So in a very strange way, COVID was bittersweet. It worked for me in many ways because I selfishly got to spend time at home with my baby, with hubby. So it was dope in that regard. In
Did
that
you get
regard.
COVID?
Yeah, in June.
You lost.
Yeah, dog. All so three you, of us.
Shit.
Bro.
Even the baby.
Yeah, it was very scary. But the doctor said that the worst thing that would happen to her was a runny nose. And really, that's all that happened with her.
Yeah,
but I got all of them. Tight chest, couldn't breathe, loss of taste and smell. That was the last sense to come back, loss of taste. But everything, yo, it was tough. Pretty also went through the most. But
this was the early stages,
yeah,
bro.
It was early. So there was a moment where I was a little nervous where he was. You know, they were like, don't go to the hospital. I was like, oh, shit, I hope we don't. But we got through it.
Fuck, weren't you scared?
I was freaked out.
Nah.
I really was.
Are you scared about the second wave?
Yeah.
Because this one apparently is worse.
Yeah, this one is pretty vicious, I hear. Especially now, you know, you don't need any underlying conditions. You could be healthy as hell, but still takes you.
Yeah. Shit, all right, cool. Let's start with your childhood, man.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up, yeah?
Okay, so maternal side of my family, Kiba Rockville.
Soweto. Oh, Rockville, Soweto, yeah.
And then my paternal side is Dube. But I grew up in Berea, Pilbro.
You kidding? Oh. Who are neighbors, Moose? I was in Parktown.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, early stages of my life, like from birth to about 6 or so.
Yeah.
5, 6. Then from there, moved
to... Who you with in Berea?
This is my mom, dad.
Oh, the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family. Okay. And then we moved to Kew and then Orange Grove. So, the move from Kew... to Orange Grove was after my dad had passed away in 1997. So we moved to Orange Grove. Mm. And since 1998, that's been home.
Wasn't it tough? Because Hillbrow is not like the kindest place to grow up in.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty... People would assume I wouldn't know how to navigate myself around the city. But trust me, dog. Yeah, I walk the streets, bro. I'm pretty street smart. Yeah, it was quite a tough environment to grow up in. But anyway.
But you're 6 years old. You don't know what the fuck's happening.
Of course. So I'm not like in the most vulnerable position, you know. But yeah. Hey, it was still tricky, dog.
I heard you used to sleepwalk and change into pajamas at night.
How do you know that?
Hey, I do my research. I was there.
I did.
Yeah?
I did, yeah.
Shit, that must have been crazy.
That was weird. I would think that I went to bed in like one set of pajamas and then wake up in something else.
Yeah.
Or wake up in nothing and...
Have you ever like gone outside the house or found a way of unlocking the door and they found you like...
Nah,
or it was just within the house?
No,
parameters.
It was just in the crib. It was just in the crib. And the riskiest thing was like a change of clothes or no clothes at all.
Oh!
Right, if it's in the crib, you're safe though.
Exactly. So I was good. All girls in the house, just myself, my sisters, mom, tea. Come on, it's not bad.
Was it weird when Candace was born? Because obviously you used to now getting your parents' attention and now here she comes.
I don't recall. Mm. I mean, I don't remember, but I was always, judging by the pictures, I just seemed to be the type of sibling that was always really embracing.
Yeah.
She was really tiny. She was premature. So we were super delicate with her. She was 2 months premature.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind. Plus, I had an older sister. So split attention wasn't like, it wasn't a thing.
And you guys have
But
like,
I felt that middle child syndrome.
Yeah.
I felt that.
You felt it, meh.
Yeah.
And it's always worse to be the middle one. Because like, who was your mom's favorite? Who was your mom's favorite?
Hmm. With my older sister, I felt like there was always something to brag about. She's like this really cool girl with albinism who's different and confident and clever in school. So she was dope, right?
Yeah.
And so my mom loved speaking about her and singing her praises. And then Candace is just like this really little, tiny, super smart, witty kid.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Mm. And I was in the middle. Mm. So I was just... Yeah.
So who would you say your mom's favorite was?
Candace. She got it easy.
Nah.
Yeah, she got it easy. She really got it easy.
And your dad's favorite?
Me.
Oh. Wow.
I was daddy's girl as well. So yeah.
So that means you got no daddy issues, when, right?
Ah.
For real.
Ah.
It's that kind of party.
Yeah.
Damn.
A lot. Abandonment issues.
Mm. Mm,
yeah. I mean, look, he passed away, was 97. I was 6 years old at the time, though, when he did. A lot of how I addressed or approached life, my whole sense of life was warped and changed as soon as he passed away. Mm. So my relations with guys, abandonment issues, yeah.
Where do you find sort of like an example of what a father figure should be like in a situation like that? Is it your uncles or like TV? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, where do you go?
I would have hoped that my uncles, particularly on my father's side, were a little more present, but they weren't. Mm. You know, my mom had family, friends, and she had homies and bomalome, you know, and some guys who came over. Some were a little more consistent than others. Others faded as we got older. So it was finding different. I don't even know if I was trying to find a father figure, if anything at all. Maybe I had channeled what expected a lot of my mom in that regard.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a lot of guys in my life or a lot of men in my life. So, yeah, finding a father figure wasn't a thing until I guess I met Pretty's father. Well, until I met Pretty. And then Pretty's father becoming my father somewhat.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think that's when it became pretty special for me.
But you're fortunate because during that time, it doesn't sound like there was sexual abuse or anything like that. Nah.
Nah.
At what age was it when you met Pretty's father or Pretty?
So Pretty, we met in 2007, six or seven. Damn. I was on Jigga Majigga though.
Shit.
At the time.
You've done a lot. I didn't even forget you were Jigga Majigga.
I won, bro. I won my prize. I didn't get my prize. I didn't get my prize though. But yeah, so I was on Jigga Majigga.
Wait, you didn't get your prize?
Nah, dog.
How does that happen?
I don't know. They bribed us.
What was the prize?
I think it was like sneakers or...
okay.
But still, bro.
But still, you are. You earned it. You know what I mean? Those are your sneakers.
Yeah, those are my sneakers. Sneaky I didn't
bastards.
Get them. But just...
Yeah. Sneaky bastards. Hey, this was a bad idea.
You don't take care of them, man. I want to give you a prize. Sorry. Sorry.
That's fine.
That's fine, so...
It's cool, though.
Yeah, carry on.
So, he saw me before I saw him, but he was a dancer. Mm-hmm. He was a part of a crew called Freeze Frame. And yeah, somewhere in the streets of dancing and these dance competitions we met. But then he got my number through someone else on Mixit. And then we started chatting on Mixit.
I've heard the story on your channel, no?
Yeah, you've told the story.
And
then we started chatting on Mixit. And then it was just like but we were good friends from 2006 until 2009. And then.
When do you let him smash?
So, God, okay, I'll tell the story my way.
Yeah.
So 2009, I just got dumped on my birthday.
Shit.
Yo.
Dog. And then he bought me a pullover, an Akajo pullover.
This is Pretty.
No, this is my ex. Oh, yeah, dumped me on my birthday. Okay. And then he gave me Steve Harvey's Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Great book.
Mm-hmm. Dumped me on my birthday. And then 2 weeks later, I was in Holland at the time. And then when I came back from Holland, I was doing a dance student exchange program of sorts.
Yeah.
So we went to Rotterdam, Amsterdam.
Shit.
Dog.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
So all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. Red light district. And
hey, we're far from here, bro, now.
We're far, dog. But anyway, so I come back from then and then I hit him up and I was like, yo, kind of what was that song? Cassie, official girl. And I told him, yo, bro, I like you. I'm going to be your official girl. So what's up?
Yeah.
And then, we started dating since then.
And he hit the first night?
Nah.
Not the first night.
No.
Do you do the whole 3 months thing or?
Nah.
Oh, first week. Which one do you think it is, Sol? First week, ne?
Yeah, but they've known one another for years. So I think very soon. First week, ne? Yeah.
Shit. Was it what you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see a flashback?
Yeah.
All right, so when does the dancing thing come, bro?
Ooh, man. I mean, when I was in school and when I was younger, Boom Shaka was my thing.
Yeah,
so I was always the kid at like family gatherings, always emulating or redoing Boom Shaka or whatever else. Cool. I do rhythmic gymnastics in primary school. I stop dancing. I'm the kid who does all the cultural activities. I'm in the choir. I do all the plays. Anyway, fast forward when it comes to street dance culture. This is 2005.
Yeah.
When I started my dreadlocks as well. That's when I started dancing. Started off with a crew back at home in Orange Grove. They were called Cryptic.
Cryptic.
Yeah.
Anyone famous in that crew?
Oh. Okay. Shelton Forbes.
Shelton. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
TBT.
Yeah. I dated him for like a week.
You dated Shelton? Mm. Oh, shit. You like these good looking motherfuckers.
It wasn't it. We were each other's rebounds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, like, it wasn't really a thing.
But I'm starting to see your type. You gotta be good looking, ne? Like a model type, ne?
You'd be surprised, don't you? The roster.
Yeah, it's flaky.
A little shaky.
Yeah.
A little shaky, a little shaky.
So, you do that dance crew?
I do that dance crew. I joined Cryptic, and then from there, joined New Era. From New Era, I joined the Reps. So the repertoires. And then from the Reps, wow. I join, when was it? Freeze Frame. But while I was at the Reps, Dance for Josie.
Shit, Josie.
Yeah, so that was the first time I was in a music video. So it was, what was it? Motherland on the rooftop. Buhle Samuels was also in that music video.
Buhle Samuels.
Yeah.
How pretty is she?
She's gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, so we were in that video. So the Reps, and then from the Reps, Freeze Frame. Oh no.
Please explain like how big the dancing culture was back then. Like people probably don't understand. It was huge.
It was massive. Artists were trying to get onto dance lineups. Yeah. Whenever there was a dance competition, people wanted to perform out there. So it was a pretty big deal, huge culture. Now it's like dance is still big, but not in the same regard.
How do you end up with the Reps?
Oh, I think I got snatched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they recruited me. I got recruited.
Yeah.
Yeah, people got mad, but you know.
Yeah. Shit, I can't believe I didn't bump into you at Catwalk or Black Oak. I don't remember.
I'm sure
seeing
we
you.
Did. I just don't know. Nah. Like, I can't recall the moment, but I'm sure it happened.
Fuck it.
I'm sure.
Look at that. Look at us now.
Nah.
Dude.
Look at us now.
It's crazy, man. So when would you say your big break? Was it the movie Hear Me Move?
Hear Me Move.
Fujo Nation will be performing next month representing Johannesburg at the Hear Me Move final.
I'm telling you, Fujo Nation are taking this thing. I'm telling you, without a doubt. Let's bet on it. Moves in it.
Come join us, Fujo Nation.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's rehearsal of it.
What the hell was that?
I'd say so, yeah. Nah. Yeah. So we shot that in 2013. Dropped 2014, or it could be a year later. So that was my big break. It was my acting debut. It was a dance, the first dance feature film on the African continent. So I played the lead on that, co-star being Nyaniso Tsetse. And it was massive. It was really, really special to us. Really, really special to me, obviously, because it was about my life and everything that I knew, which was dance. So, yeah, that was stunning. And then from there, I'd say my next big thing after Hear Me Move was Club 808.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You replaced Boy Dine.
Club 808.
Welcome to the show, one of the best shows there is on telly.
Yeah.
Yes,
I came straight after Boiti. I mean, before that, I did another show called Shovel. That was SABC2, though. It was the Rap van Vieren. We traveled to like 26 small towns across the country, and we were finding talent and. But then from then, it was Club 808. Coming in after Boiti, and that was the last season of Club 808.
Yeah, you guys fucked it up because it got canned after that. Hey? Where were the numbers?
Well, that's tough. That's tough, don't?
No, but still, it's a great gig.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
Because it's like your way in the industry, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was really dope. But also, ETV was doing a reshuffling at the time of shows and whatever else. A lot of it made sense, a lot of it didn't. But we just moved with the times.
So at this time, okay, you've had a taste of movies, right?
Yeah.
You've had a taste of this presenting, Club 8, dancing, you rocking with the Reps, Josie, whatever.
Mm.
So now when do you decide where you want to take your career? Like what stands out and what is it that you want to do at that time?
Okay, so for many moments and many times, I tried to move away from dancing.
Oh, okay.
I tried my utmost best to move away from it. Simply because I just felt like there wasn't an industry. Or there wasn't a lot for me to do in the world of dance. It felt limited. I also felt like it was an industry that was, of the arts, was like right at the bottom of the barrel. Like, who cares about dance? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I just felt like I wasn't taken seriously, you know, as a creative, as an artist. People just referring to me as Machai Vane, and that was it. I don't like that much, you know, especially when you know what your range is or where your potential is and what you could possibly do. So the more I tried to move away from dance, the more dance opportunities came. And it was like, okay. So that one sustained me the most.
Yeah.
Other ones kind of blew hot and cold, you know. So acting was cool, you know. All of these, dabbling into all these other things was cool. I thought it was absolutely necessary too. I just felt like it would be a complete disservice for me to not try these things out, because why not?
So when you say you choreographed Lip Sync Battle, Mama's, Cast Light Unlocks, what does it entail? What do you actually do?
Okay, so you are given this production that you need to oversee. Okay, so this is overseeing the dance talent. This is creating all the pieces that people get to see. So this is working with the artists, working with the dancers, creating these performances that people see. So walking the dancers through it, getting into rehearsals, teaching dancers, teaching the artists, showing them where they need to be at which point, what they're doing, at which point of the music. It's just so many things. Costuming. It's all of it.
And you have to do all of that.
All encompassing. Yeah, I mean, you've got a team that supports you and makes all of these things happen and facilitates, but it's all of these things that you need to oversee. So, you know, you see an artist on a stage of whatever, award show, you know, and it's like, okay, cool, dope performance. But someone had to curate that entire thing. Mm. So what people end up seeing is a product of something that I or whoever else may have created.
Fucking hell. And the bag, is the bag good for that? Because it sounds like a lot.
T's and C's apply. It depends on what you negotiate. Yeah.
Sounds like it should be more though, man.
It should be.
Nah.
But again, it's the dance industry. You're a dancer.
I didn't even know there's a dancing industry, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is why I tried to move away from it. And then the more I tried to move away, the more it called me in. And then the more I realized I'm a key player in this thing. I do have an impact of some sorts in this industry. Yeah. Or I do have some kind of say, or I can leave some kind of mark. So let me do it.
So let's say you were to leave the dancing though. What other talents do you think you possess? What other spaces do you want to go into that you've always wanted to go into?
So.
Let me tell you. Hey, he's a keeper, this one. He's good. That's a good question. Yeah, hey, he's a keeper, this one.
That's a good one. That's a real good one. Probably music.
Singing or rapping?
Singing.
But you've got a rapper. What if you made a song with your man? I'm sure you
have a whole album, dog.
I have. You have a whole. Okay, so for people who don't know, myself and Pretty together, my man. So me and Pretty together.
Okay.
Musically.
Yeah.
Are called Rick Jade.
Oh.
He's Rick because his name is Ricardo.
And yours is Jade.
I'm Jade Lee. So together, we're Rick Jade. Mm. And so we've put out a project together.
Last year, ne?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't last year. It was 20... Yeah, we put it out last year, but we worked on it in December of 2018.
But any solo? Because you don't want that whole... They might say you are using him as a crutch. You know, like how Babes has got McBincha almost on so many songs when she started.
True. Yeah.
You don't want that. What about your own stuff, though?
That's what I'm going to be working on this year. I think more than anything, I think it was necessary for me to start off with Pretty. Mostly because, well, for the longest of the time, I've been doing his backing vocals forever.
For real? Shit.
Yeah. So I kind of was, I was his ghost lady in that regard.
Hey, no.
So in that regard, and then it was like, okay, just to kind of get a feel of what this thing is like, getting into studio, creating this music, creating this synergy, you know, kind of finding a genre, style, all of that
Will
stuff.
People like it?
Will people like it? Mm. And people did. Mm. I mean, you know, our numbers on Except YouTube Saul.
Wow.
Except Saul, who doesn't dance.
I don't remember the hits, guys. Okay. I don't remember the hits.
It's okay.
So when can we expect that? Your own, like, or even your first single?
Soon.
And what vibe? What vibe? Like, are you specific to any genre, or you're just a creative?
I'm just a creative. Mm-hmm. But my musical influences are, I mean, quite vast. Primarily, I'd probably say like Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill.
Shit.
So if I were to take up that a sound, it would probably, people would probably most likely assume that I'd do it. I'm a piano or whatever, any dance oriented genre, which I'm open to. But my preferences are more that side.
If you try to stay away from dancing so much, right? Mm. You've got social media, which you own. You know, you own whatever you post there.
Yeah.
So why put up videos of you dancing? I mean, I'm not complaining. Yeah. There's this one that you just put up recently. The Caribbean one. Fucking hell. I was like, where's the Vaseline? Have you seen this song?
No.
Yeah. Let me show you, dog.
Show me.
But why put it up, though? You know what I mean?
Look, moving away from dance was something that I used to do. It's now something that I have completely embraced, especially in the last 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
Now dance is my life. My life without dance makes no sense.
Do you have like a dream award that you'd like to choreograph, like even if it's globally awards where you're like, I want to get that gig or even local?
It is. Oh, fuck me. Come, let me throw the phone to you. Check. It's this one.
Show me, bro.
Oh, you can see it there.
Can I be excused?
And Pri doesn't mind you uploading stuff like that.
Not at all. Sometimes Pretty is hit up by other people who I think they have a certain feeling, or they may have a problem with it, but he has no problem with it at all. From my pictures to videos, he's probably taking the video or the picture himself.
Nice. I'm still watching the video. What's the tattoo on your back?
Oh, it's a... Thank you. It snake says, yeah. So it's not a snake, but it's Grace of God. And then there's a feather attached to it, which breaks out into birds. And then it goes into my siblings' names.
That's dope, that's beautiful.
And then Grace, because my mom's name is Grace. So my foundation is the Grace of God into the feather, into the birds, into my siblings.
Oh, that's sick. Mm. That's the only one you have.
No, I've got this one here on my wrist.
Yeah.
And then my first one was this one here, which was dedicated to my father, which says P.S. I love you, because his initials are P.S.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
I've never wanted a tattoo, eh?
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not my thing. It's nice though. But I hear once you get one, like, you get addicted.
Yeah. I miss getting a tattoo. I need to get one.
Yeah.
Like, fill up my back and jam.
Who's the guy, the go-to guy in the industry?
Look, the guy we always went to was Soweto Ink.
Oh, Soweto Ink.
Yeah. So they always plugged us. I know there's Ink Kid Lifa. I know there's.
So it's like
Ink
a whole
City.
Industry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole industry. There's a couple of people.
How are you making money now, bro?
Dance.
Just dancing.
Dance. Again, this thing that I assumed wouldn't sustain me is. Look, the dance industry, you need to create your sustainability yourself. It's not going to take care of you. It's not going to...
And what
like
do you mean by
else.
Sustainability? Like recurring clients? Mm. Okay.
You've got to. It's relationship-based. It's you got to nurture your skill, nurture your talent, treat yourself as a business and not just as Machai Fai Ninja.
A brand.
Treat yourself as a brand or treat yourself as a business and navigate your way through everything in that way, you know, that now more than anything, obviously COVID, people couldn't really do anything. So influencer campaigns have helped out a lot.
You do a lot.
But also, thank goodness, I had this Netflix gig throughout 2020. And that was
And
a
do
nice
you
job.
Like invest in stuff, or you nonchalant about money?
not that I'm nonchalant about it. I think I could be smarter.
Yeah.
With my money.
Couldn't we all, man?
Couldn't we all? I think I could be smarter. I think I've made some pretty good. I've moved my funds around quite well, but I think I could do better.
Where did you move them? Property.
Mm.
Property.
Yeah, okay. But you know.
Bitcoin.
I don't. But what's his face? Kind of who said it? Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Meek Mill said he must get into cryptocurrency. So yeah. Maybe we'll try it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out as well, but I think it's the future.
You think?
Yeah, yeah.
You would know. Look at podcasts and shit.
This was a fluke.
Good one. Good one.
So, all right, cool. You dance.
Yes.
You sing.
Yes.
You act.
Yes.
And radio. When does radio come calling?
2018 or mid-2017, Scoop hits me up.
He's like, that's my nigga, man. Scoop, what a dope guy, man.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
So he hits me up and he's like, yo, I'm going back to Y. I've got the show. I want you on it.
Wow. He chose you.
Wow. So that was a huge mind fuck to me at the time. Because I was like, why? I mean, there's so many people. Why me? But it was pretty special. And I was a little definitely caught off guard by the whole thing. Mm. A little intimidated too.
Yeah, you can tell on A. You can tell.
Bro.
Yeah. It's the Scoop Show plus many more.
Dude, like, no. No, plus dog.
One.
No.
Plus one.
No. No. But either way, really great show, really great guy. And yeah, it's been really dope.
Was that like on your bucket list, like radio, or it's just something that you couldn't say no to, you know?
I couldn't say no to it. I really couldn't say no.
What have you learned from him? Because he's such like, yo, Scoop is amazing.
What haven't I learned? A lot of things, I mean, from dietary stuff to spirituality, a lot of stuff in and out the industry, navigating who to stay away from, what to do. This, I mean, he's like a brother to me. So there's a lot that he's shared with me that, yeah, it would be very hard for me to pinpoint what I've learned, but there's a great deal.
What did you change about your diet when you say dietary stuff?
Well, he doesn't eat meat.
Yeah. Does he eat pussy though?
Yeah.
You need protein.
Yeah.
Pussy juice. Even Scoop knows. You
can
smoke all the mushrooms in the world, but you need to wash them down with pussy juice.
Yeah,
anyway,
so
he's about like organic foods and eating well. And myself and Pretty have adopted that.
So you don't eat meat?
Too. Well, we still do, but like fish, white meat, fish and chicken. But we're trying to peel away from that and just eat just veggies and fruit.
Yeah. And in your field, it might help. I mean, I'm sure it helps, you know? Yeah,
definitely.
Nah.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck, I don't think I can stay without meat, guys.
I mean, I also felt that way, but I've learned that it's pretty possible. Just try it.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Do you cook?
Sometimes. I can only make one dish.
What?
Beef stew. So whatever I make is stew. So chicken stew. Pork stew. Whatever stew.
Okay.
That's all I know. That's all I got.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you? Are you a good cook?
I'm brilliant.
For real. Favorite dish?
Yeah,
dish.
I like my food. I like my cooking. Geez. I mean, Pretty really loves my curry. So
curry. That takes time though, man. Really, you gotta be
does.
Patient, dude.
My
G. Yeah. Do you do these like 5-star meals?
Nah. No. Also, like Pretty saves me a lot of time. He's also not a guy who likes bap. So I'm very happy I don't have to make bap.
Do you make, because he's Ongolian, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to make some of their dishes?
No. I haven't.
Have you been to Angola with them?
No.
For real?
But we want to go. We've been trying to go. But they closed the border, so.
I've been there. The hottest girl I've seen in my life was from Angola.
Really?
Oh, man. They got beautiful ladies.
I'm trying to go. We're trying to go.
And it's beautiful, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard.
It's stunning. So which one would you say pays you the most out of all those things that you do?
Dance.
And then which one, if you had to choose one, would you choose? dance.
Still.
Yeah.
Still. And then a close second is music.
Music. That's so weird because I've never heard, like, you know,
know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I think, I mean, I got in my own way. And I was intimidated by a lot of things. One, it was like, yo, everyone's going to say something about it. Or like, oh, you can't be a dancer. And this, and that, and I get it. I get it. I understand. But I was also a little, again, intimidated by the industry itself. You know, I'm with a partner or a guy who's been in music his entire life. That's the only thing he's known. So I've seen how the industry has worked. And in many ways, it's been like, that's exactly why I don't want to get in there. But in many ways, it's exactly why I want to be in there.
What do you think about the industry? Because I notice a lot of females like are very clicky.
About the industry in general or the music industry?
No, just the industry in general.
Yeah, I'm not a part of any cliques.
Nah.
Yeah, I've always been on my own little island. But there's some people that I really vibe with.
Who,
some people,
like who?
Loot.
Oh, Loot.
Yeah,
she's amazing. Really good people. She told me hands down, she's like, I'm never coming to your show.
Really? Why?
I don't know. She said she doesn't want to answer my questions.
Ah, do I? Ellen and I had to think like a couple times over. So I'm like, this guy's going to get me in hot water. Can't trust Mac.
Yeah, so you with Loot Love?
Yeah, Loot is cool. I've worked with Boiti before. She's cool people as well.
Mm.
Well, not homies, but she's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I have to think so hard kind of lets you know what's up.
And who don't you vibe with? Don't really care,
nah.
Who you fucking with, like, music wise? Who are you listening to right now?
Here at home. Jeez, not that many people.
For real.
You
look like a Shane Eagle, A Reese.
No.
No, no. Okay.
No, so I mean, no hate to Shane.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No. I enjoy Zuchi.
Zuchi, yeah.
Zuchi is dope. Zuchi Flame is
yeah.
dope.
Flame, yeah.
Yo,
he killed that hook on the AKA song with Choma Josie. He nice. Killed that hook.
Yeah. I enjoy that guy. Who else is really nice? I mean, there's some upcoming guys who are really dope. Marcus Harvey is really great.
Oh, you know what I like? Ooh. Hey, there's something about him. It reminds me of the first time I heard Nasty Blackie.
Oh, Blackie!
Do you know Blackie, dog?
Heard of him.
Hey, Blackie's hating.
Hey.
Okay, just look for Lucas Raps.
Yeah.
They vibe out quite a bit.
Yeah, I like Blackie, man.
That kid is,
there's something ooh. About him, bro.
Ooh, that kid is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, Boiti's cool. I like her a lot. Who else? And then obviously the piano. I mean, that gripped everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, cover it. Cool. That gripped everyone.
I got some questions from my chillers. Everybody just wants to know about your relationship, man. But then they should just watch your YouTube channel.
Basically.
Yeah. I love that, by the way.
Thank you.
I saw the first episode. You didn't cover the bag. And then after that, he started cleaning up at the back. It was a mess, yeah.
It was a mess, dog. No, the thing is, we wanted to set an environment that was really homely.
Yeah.
You know, and not make it look too setty or feel like we're not... It had to feel like you're in our home, so... But then I was like,
Whose idea was it to start the channel?
It was Pretty's.
Pretty's,
yeah. Yeah, it was Pretty's idea. Like, I mean, we chatted about it. Like, yo, let's try this thing out. I mean, just like the music, it was just like, yo, let's try one. And then it goes from 1 to 3, then 3 to 5, and
But you haven't posted in a while, ne?
We posted, I think it's been about 2 weeks though.
Oh, okay.
It was Christmas, New
Year's. Yeah. All right, cool. Here we go. Masantle says, how does she and hubby keep the fire burning?
Ugh, man. That guy's my best friend. And it makes a lot of it easy. It really makes a lot of it easy. I haven't dropped the ball in a lot of things, and neither has he.
Yeah.
So we maintain a lot of stuff. We try new things all the time. We're very experimental type people. So we like doing a lot together. I also don't have a lot of people in my life like that.
Yeah.
Neither does he. So so everything that we try out and everything that we do is within and between us. But he's just so easy to love, so.
What's the longest you've been without him? Like, the longest you can go?
was like, what, 2 months?
2 months.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a long time.
Yeah, that was location based. I mean,
fuck.
Work.
And you trust he's not doing anything?
Yeah.
Shit, my woman would lose her mind if I leave the house for 2 minutes, just 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, she goes nuts. What are you doing? Where do you go?
Nah, I'm not gonna. Nah.
2 months.
Hmm.
Wow.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
But that's when it comes to trust, that's something that you work on over time, right?
Of course. Of course. I mean, we started dating in 2009, so that's what, like 11 years now? 11, going on 12.
Yeah.
It's a long time to build a level of trust and understanding and. Yeah, we've managed to do that throughout the years, so I don't...
And how do you guys handle fights when you fight?
We don't fight.
Ah, fuck out of here.
I've never fought with
him. Ah, no
we
ways.
Disagree, yeah. But we don't fight.
Really?
He's never raised his voice. I've never raised my voice. We've never walked out on each other. Wow. No one slammed the door. We've never had a dramatic moment. Like, yeah. We really never have.
They must be
you
nice.
Never needed space.
No.
Apart. Time apart.
Girls' night
space
out.
For what? No. No. Yeah. I mean, if he needs to go out and do his thing with his homies, yeah, go out. But it's not because we fought and he needs to let out some steam.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
Hey, she's a keeper, this one.
Yeah, no.
All right, Nero says, there's a video where she mentions cheating is not a deal breaker for her and Pretty. What's the reason behind it? What's the reason behind it not being a deal breaker?
Mm-hmm.
And what's her ultimate deal breaker? Or have they been through it and resonated? I don't understand the last part, but yeah.
Yeah, so we put out a video a while ago. And
yeah, that trended, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, he came first. But
explain for people who didn't watch that video. What did you say in that video?
Okay, so we put out a video. In fact, that portion that trended was like a very small segment that we just like put out. You know how people just take a young soundbite,
yeah,
and that was it.
I mean,
so
there's no
context. Yeah. Exactly. So without context, people can blow it completely out of proportion.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we had said that for us, cheating is not a deal breaker in our relationship. And without invalidating anyone else's experiences, you know, because people were talking about toxic relationships and I was just like, guys, we're not there. Like, we're really not about that. But without saying too much, there's a lot of conversation, there's a lot of experience, there's a lot of things that have happened to inform such a decision. So us deciding or me feeling right now as Buntle that to me, cheating is not a deal breaker is really how I feel.
Yeah, it's a reality.
It's a reality.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. And I won't explain too much or go too much into detail as to why or what happened. I'm not here to put anybody on blast. But it's just to say that that type of circumstance is not anything that is going to get in the way of our relationship.
What I found very... interesting, and I'm hoping you can explain it further for me.
Mm.
You mentioned something about like cheating is a physical thing, and then you guys are on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say something like that? Nah.
Yeah. So I don't want to reduce cheating to just a physical engagement, because I understand now that intimacy or sex is far greater than just a physical act.
Far greater than that.
You know?
It's energies.
Mm. You know? But it's mostly adopted from the school of thought that I don't own him as a person.
Mm.
Neither do I own his experiences.
Mm.
And he is accountable for that.
Mm.
And it's the same way with me. And because we as people... on a spiritual level, there's a certain level of understanding that we don't, like anything that is frivolous or surface level, we account to human behavior,
okay.
Human recklessness, okay. Or human error or whatever, you know. I would rather explore why it may have happened. Where were we in our relationship? What was going on? What motivated it? Where do we go from here? Are we resolving this or are we moving away from each other? Like, what is the resolution? I would rather, my go-to reaction will not be to dismiss you or to get rid of you or for you to go.
Mm.
You know, it's like, what is the resolution to this thing?
What if I just wanted to bust a nut?
That's it.
Yeah.
So, I can take into account the fact that maybe you just wanted to bust the nut. I don't know if it was really worth it. Absolutely. I don't know if you really had to. You really could have just jerked off and taken care of things yourself.
100%.
You know, so you didn't have to do that. But it's still nothing that I would completely...
But I'm a bit confused. Let's say we were dating. Can I cheat?
Yeah?
Can I cheat if we're dating? I'm confused. I don't know if you can.
No, there's no reason to cheat. Also because of the type of relationship that we have.
So me and you are dating. I cheated.
Yes.
Are we good? We still good?
I don't know if you're worth my forgiveness. Ah. You're not that guy to me.
Okay.
But the man that I'm with, who I've built my life with in all of these years, is a man who is worth all of that. You know, so I'm willing to put myself in that type of position and for him to do the same thing because he has proven a man worthy of that and I have proven myself because cheating is not just him accountable for that. I could do it too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And it's always been directed at him like, oh, pretty, or the guy. A woman is just as capable, but it's nothing that we want to put each other through.
So if he cheats and has a kid, is that still not a deal breaker? Is that still like, we can talk about this and resolve it?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a really, because that's a permanent human result.
Yeah.
And knowing Pretty, you'd want to be there for the kid.
Of course. He absolutely would. It would be a tough one. But I would still want to see how to figure it out.
All right, if I have an
but
orgy.
But like abuse, I'm not staying.
So that's the deal breaker. Abuse, yeah?
Don't touch
physical
me.
Or verbal.
Don't touch anyone.
What about an orgy? Can I have an orgy? I'm trying to see where I can stretch.
Am I
this
there?
Thing.
You'll have a group discussion afterwards.
Like, no.
You can't do a group discussion.
Not without me. No. It's not happening.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. So have y'all gone there? Because you did say you guys are very experimental. Have y'all gone there of including another party just for the sake of being...
Another couple.
Physical. Another couple, perhaps. Even if you stick to your person, but in the same room. Would you guys be open to that? Or have you gone there?
Drink water.
I'll leave
for
that
years.
To your imagination, huh?
Drink water for years. Shit. But that's kind of sexy though, man.
It is.
If you guys have done that. I mean, I'm not
that's
saying...
That's cool.
Yeah, that's fucking dope. That's new school, man. I always see that in like white movies, you know?
Yeah, that's like next level of understanding and being like secure with yourself and you know what I mean?
It's taken a lot of work.
Do that if you're insecure.
Dude, I'm trying to still wrap my head around what you're saying, man. I've never heard such, bro.
Yeah.
And I'll never understand.
It's
you know?
A lot of things, guys. It's a lot. I mean, I get it. Also... Again, it's just to say, I don't want to invalidate anybody's experience before. Anyone who's left a partner due to that reason, you are totally well within your right. Mm-hmm. And it's completely justifiable. Go for it. For me, however, it's not necessarily the case.
Cool. Nomtla, I told you these people just want to know about your relationship, man. And you're so private that time.
Talk. Anyway, let's go.
Nomtla says, she and hubby mentioned they're not opposed to having an open relationship. Have a third party on the YouTube channel. Can she elaborate on that? And what's her belief on marriage if they are open to that? Didn't you answer that?
I think I kind of did.
Nah.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
But we're open to experiences, but not like other lovers. If that makes sense.
No, it doesn't, but it sounds
so you'd
provocative.
Book someone.
Hey?
You'd book someone. So not like if you were to have, let's say, a third person as opposed to something personal.
With feelings.
Yes, with feelings.
No feelings.
So you know that the person is just here and gone tomorrow, never heard from.
No feelings. No feedback.
Look at that sexy. Fuck.
So open.
Yeah. We need more punches, eh?
No. No. No.
Wow. Okay, so no feelings involved.
No feelings. Yeah? There's no need.
Yeah.
No feelings.
Because when feelings are involved, it gets tricky.
It gets mad tricky.
Yeah. The other question was, what's her belief on marriage? Yeah.
Man, I love marriage.
Yeah.
I married myself.
Yeah.
But, you've got to set your own rules. So the whole constitution, what Chinese, I'm really not for it.
Yeah.
People are always giving unsolicited advice on parenting and how to wife and how to husband. And it's cool. Thanks for the advice. But we kind of set our own rules and we go by that.
I love you guys,
that.
Man. Andile says, after being in a relationship with one person for so long, does she feel like she loses a part of herself over time? Because everybody asks her about a relationship every chance they get.
Yeah, it's really key to keep your independence and your sense of self. And many times and in many ways, I did feel like I lost myself in pretty.
For real.
I did, you know. So much so that you can't really articulate. I couldn't separate what I liked and what he liked because what he liked, I liked.
Yeah.
You know, so it's it. And then, you know, it was needing to find moments where I could define for myself what I wanted outside of him, what I felt outside of him, what I needed outside of him.
Yeah. But yeah, you did that with your career though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that you guys were together. I just knew Buntle.
Really?
Majaivar, you know? Yeah. Do her and Pretty Ugly get high together? If so, what are her thoughts on weed and people who use it?
Hey, man. I've never seen anyone fight.
Yeah.
Who had smoked up. Yeah. I'm just saying. But, I mean, I'll avoid the one. I won't answer the other, but...
Why not?
Do your thing, man. Because, you know, brands, life, people.
Ah, man, no brands watch this shit, man. No brands watch this.
Gotta keep it PG, you know? Gotta keep it PG.
Yeah. Mm. I've gotten high with my women before. Fuck, it was amazing.
And?
We're listening to MT Manando.
Ooh.
Yeah. It played for 3 minutes, but it felt like 30 minutes. It felt like a movie. But people know I'm bad at weed, man. Ah, fuck, I can't even handle it.
Yeah. Yo, with Liz,
yeah,
I saw
bro,
it.
Yeah,
bro,
I killed
her.
It was tough. It was late.
Tough.
Hey, you, so? Have you done it?
No, I've tried. It's not for me.
With your woman, have you
really?
Tried?
No, never. No.
Yeah.
Tried weed twice. It's not for me.
But I heard sex while you're high is dope. So I heard. Never
I heard
had it.
That as well.
Yeah. Shit. All right, cool. What is the biggest goal for 2021? And does she think, what does she think of the current space of show business in South Africa? You've answered that, ne?
Yeah.
2021, we want to do music, ne?
Yeah, I want to do more of my personal projects, all the stuff that I wanted to do in and out of dance and music.
Do you have any producers that you specifically want to work with?
Zuchi.
Oh, yeah. I got his number. You want to call him? Should we call him?
I got him, don't worry.
Oh, okay, clean. I'm trying to act cool here, man. I'm name dropping.
But yeah, I mean, the guys that I'm working with now are like ridiculous. Herc, Weechi 1080 are amazing. So yeah, I'm good for that.
I can't wait for your project, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. What lessons has she learned about motherhood? Motherhood is amazing.
It's incredible, but also the toughest thing. Mm. It's really tough, but it's really, really beautiful. I mean, you understand how much of yourself you need to give physically, emotionally, with time. Because these little people take up all your time.
And it's not about you, man.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
But my motivation for life, my motivation for being, my motivation for doing is her, you know? And I really got to be about the things that I want to teach her.
Mm.
I've got to be the things and not tell her about it, but she's got to see it from me. And so...
And you had a great mother as well, you know?
I had an amazing mother. So I tried to... There's a lot of things that I've taken from my mom, from both my mothers. So from Pretty's mom and from my mom and the third mom that raised me, Ostidi. It's a big melting pot of lessons and things that I try to practice myself, but she's amazing. She loves me. She doesn't care about my weight. She doesn't care about, like, she has no expectations of me except to love her and to be there for her.
Yeah.
And I have no expectations of her either.
It's love form at its purest.
It's the best thing. Dog.
Yeah.
The best thing.
And where were you when you figured out you were pregnant? What happened? What happened? Was it on air? Well, you're dancing and you're like, hey, I can't move properly anymore.
Well, it's interesting. Well, there's a few things that happened. One, It was my father's tombstone unveiling. We finally got a tombstone done for him.
Oh, cool. Wow,
after 22 years, we hadn't done one for him. We finally got a tombstone. And on the day we had the unveiling, I felt sick. I felt like crap.
Wow.
Then Candace was like, girl. And then she got me a pregnancy test. Tested, but it was negative. Like, nothing came out.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, I'm good. Maybe I'm just sick. And then, and then a couple of days passed and the feeling was consistent. And then ended up getting a test. Went, pretty suspected it as well. But he just hadn't said anything yet.
Yeah.
And then we went to the doctor and confirmed and I was 10 weeks.
And it was planned, right? Like you were happy, ne?
I was very happy.
Nah.
I was very happy. I mean, I had, prior to that, I had had 2 miscarriages.
Oh, yes.
So it was a very daunting and a very scary experience.
So really aren't you scared now when you're pregnant? Aren't you thinking maybe this is going to be the third? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So once this pregnancy was confirmed, every week was such a milestone. Because it was like, okay, she's still here.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still good. Yeah. And then once I got to full term, it was like, okay, we're here.
Yeah.
And then even giving birth, I mean, I planned to give natural birth and then I had a cesarean. But I just went in for a visitation and they just went to check. Then her heart rate slowed down.
Oh, shit.
And they were like, we need to get her out.
Yeah.
20 minutes after that, had her in my hands and that was it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, in Venda we call Dembe.
What's that?
It means miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's her name?
Africa. She has 3 names. Yeah. So, Africa, Bonita, Lerato.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, she's got 3 gorgeous names.
And what does your mom say, you know, when you come home with her?
My mom couldn't believe that I was pregnant, even when I was heavy and big. I think she was just in huge denial.
Is it her first grandchild?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she was in huge denial.
Yeah.
I think also because reality was setting in that, hey, my Chris, are you getting old?
Are you getting old?
So I think she couldn't believe it, but also, you know, it was like, yeah, it caught her completely off guard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but she loves
her.
She adores her. Like, yes.
Yeah. And Pretty's a great father, man, you know?
Amazing.
But I saw when you guys started posting on YouTube, you didn't want to show a face, but now you do,
eh? Yeah, now we do. Now we're okay with it. We're very selective of the moments that we show her. We were stone cold against it. We're like, nah, we're not doing it. Until she was about 8 months and we're like, okay, cool. Now we can show her.
Mm.
And yeah, now we blow hot and cold. There's moments when we do, there's moments when we don't.
Who are her godparents?
Yo, does she have any?
Does she?
Do you want to?
Yeah, let me, give me, I'll be the godfather there. All right. Where did her love for dance start and did the Slice at Sotsi video play a huge part in her career?
Oh, I mean, that was probably my first viral video. And then was in the music video, which was cool.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, it did kind of play a big part. In my
and music. Who's a favorite dancer in SA?
There's a couple, man.
There is. I just know you and I know like 5. So Meezy. I mean, it's another world, eh?
it's another world. Okay, there's a couple though. I think Gamo's amazing. Gamo Pelo's really dope. Snimbata's amazing. Losha Cooper was quite a big
backstage
inspiration.
Yeah, backstage.
So Meezy, absolutely, yeah. But more how to navigate in the industry more than anything else. Newer dancers now, Tlochi, who dances for Gamu, is insane. Junior is really dope. Lachey Jenica is amazing. Gananello is great. Rita, the little kid, little boy, he's really dope. So it's his finest. Ah, dog, there's so many.
Yeah. So and you many. Like all of them?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Why are people always trying to pin you with Gamu Mpela?
Man, like any other sport, like any other place where there are people, there'll be comparisons.
And you guys get along, ne?
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, she's amazing. We're good. She's like a little sis, if anything. But she does her thing. I do mine.
But don't you get intimidated because, like, she's younger, you know?
No, we don't do the same thing, you know? But yes, definitely, she's got years ahead of her. But I don't know what her intentions are or what her objectives are, so.
All right. Naniwe, you don't have to answer this, but you can if you want. How did she handle her father's suicide?
Yeah, man, that was tough. I mean, I've spoken about it a couple of times, so it's nothing. Mm. Yeah, it's a lot that I had to get over. And I know my mom doesn't like me talking about it, but it's very necessary for me to talk about it because it's not just about me. Mm. It's about someone who hears this and someone who can heal or find some point of progress from wherever they are. Mm. Okay, so I was 6 years old at the time. And say we go to sleep tonight. We went to bed. I dreamt that he had passed away. So I woke up the next morning and I told my parents the next day he was gone.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a 6 year old, my take home is that it was my fault.
Mm.
So for years, for many, many years, I thought my father's suicide was my fault.
Wow. That must have messed you up, man.
It did. It really did. It affected all my relationships. It affected how I navigated through life. It affected, hence the abandonment issues.
Mm.
Hence a number of things. It was really tough. It was really, really tough. But I had to learn that it really, really wasn't my fault. Because it distorted so many things, man. People pleasing was a key. Oh, I did so much of it.
What's people pleasing?
Just people pleasing, just like pleasing people, doing things to please other
people.
Oh, okay. Putting people's needs and interests ahead
above yourself. Yeah.
Also invalidating my own thoughts, my own ideas. That's why I didn't speak a lot. Mm. I wasn't the type of kid to talk. I was a loner, still kind of am. Mm. I became socially awkward. I have a lot of social anxiety because I just don't know how to engage with people without me feeling like I'm at risk of hurting someone so much so that they want to leave or kill themselves or whatever. Anyway, so it distorted a lot in my life. And I just, it was a tough thing.
How do you navigate that as a kid? Because, I mean, you know, any kid would want a father figure to help them through that, but he's not there. You know, and your mom's doing the best she can. Mm. And you know, we don't believe in shrinks and stuff like that.
Nah, we don't do that. Mm. We don't do that. It was hard. It was really, really hard because I never felt like I was enough, you know? Because it was like, weren't we enough for you to stay?
Mm.
Couldn't you fight it though?
Damn.
We really weren't enough. And so it did. It got me to question my esteem. Was I good enough at anything?
Mm.
At being, at living, at breathing? Never mind a skill set. Never mind being good at dancing or being good at this. Was I just good enough to be alive? Was I good enough to be worthy of being a human being?
Shit, that's why you love dancing. It's a form of release.
Oh, yes. Dancing was my best and my favorite level of expression because words failed me. So much so that I didn't even think I had the words to say what was on my mind because I silenced myself. I've gone through most of my life having pacified myself. That's why radio was so hard for me. Mm. And maybe that's why you felt what I felt, you felt when it came to voicing an opinion or saying. Most times I would shut myself up because I just thought, it's not smart enough. You can't articulate yourself properly. You know what? Maybe not, you know? And so because I'd done that a lot of my life, dancing took care of everything for me. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to justify too much. I didn't have to say too much. I didn't have to have the right words. I just needed to express. And that's why I found so much solace in dance because I expressed myself without saying a damn thing.
And when you look at Africa, what are you trying to teach her from what you've learned?
That her emotions and her thoughts and her ideas are valid. She doesn't have to get in her own way. She's very expressive. She is very feisty. She articulates herself so well. She communicates so well. And in many ways, I'm very envious of that because it was like, man, I wish I had her balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wish I didn't have to think about it so much because I overthink. And, you know, so there's a lot that I draw from her that in essence, I should be teaching her, but in a lot of ways, she teaches me.
How crazy is that?
It's the craziest thing.
It's the biggest mind fuck.
Like, that girl knows what she wants and she wants it now. And she's cool with it. I was the girl who would wanted what she wanted, but it's not important enough, so never mind.
Mm.
You know, so she's a lot of what I'm not. Mm. And I love that.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yo, there's a lot that she needs to learn.
Shit, man. Oh, man. It's like full circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, last one. Did she feel any pressure to be like her sisters before the fame?
Nah. I wasn't trying to be a model. My older sister. I wasn't trying to do that. But I guess it was just because Refilio had set such a like a tone, and, you know, she was this in Oprah's greatest, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot, you know, but I did want to at least do something valid or decent in the industry and not like fizzle out.
Did Candace tell you I almost became your brother-in-law?
Yes, I got to.
Nah.
What happened?
Strong decisions.
I arrived, I met you.
No, I met her the same time I met my baby mama. Mm. So I had to choose. Mm.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I think I made the right choice. Candace wasn't going to give me a baby, was she?
No.
Nah.
No.
Yeah,
Not even now.
I knew.
No. Nope.
Oh, man. Buntle, dude, this has been amazing, man. Like I said in the beginning, I couldn't have chosen a better person to do the interview with.
Thank you.
As the first one for the year. Because... you know, what I admire about you, I keep saying this, it sounds like cliched, but it's so hard when you're in the limelight to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, about your situations, about who you are. Because people see Buntle, you know, when we see you dancing there and yet you get 600,000 views or whatever, we forget that you're human.
Yeah.
You know? And I love the way that you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Thank you.
It's really admirable, man. Like, fuck, man. Because we all go through shit, man.
We do.
You know? We all do.
And
sometimes, like you said, it just needs someone to hear this interview and it might help them with whatever situation they're going through.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's me trying to sound serious.
Aish. Thank you.
All right, so this year, we're still doing radio. Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
I love your
chemistry.
So I'm
doing better?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. You're getting better. You're getting better. You're getting better. You're getting better. I love the show, man.
Thank you. I
don't listen to much radio, but that one I always, whenever I'm on the in the car on the weekends, I listen to you and Scoop. So we're doing that. Mm-hmm. Is the Netflix thing dropping now? Has it dropped already?
It is dropping this year for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
COVID got in the way. A lot of things had to be reshuffled, reshot, redone.
Yeah.
But it's definitely dropping this year.
And we're also doing the music thing.
Yes, sir.
Are we going like heavy? Music video, everything.
The whole shit.
I can't wait, bro. Fucking hell. So, you want to ask anything?
Nah, nothing, man.
Yeah. It's been awesome. Did you enjoy it? It's the first
thing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I had fun, man.
Nah.
Yeah. Love it. I'm here every time now.
All right, cool, man. This has been Podcast and Chill. We out of here. Boom.
We haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right. I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.